Oh, precious Savior, indeed I give you glory. I worship your holy name. I adore you. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness, O God. You are a good, good Father. You are gracious, O Kabashi de Kuribaraba, de Kumbakashi de Kuribasata. What can we say but thank you for your faithfulness? Sharibasa Nidikiri by a Karabasidi. You have seen us from one day to another, O God. It is another good morning that we can gather to praise your name, to worship your name, to pray unto you, O God, O God, Jesus, that you're teaching us your ways, you're teaching us your truth, O Kuribashi de Kuribasa, that we are learning of you, Makariba Shiki de Kuribara, Kasaki de Boga Shiki de Rikariba Shiki de Kuribasa da Rimbo Koba Shiki de Kumba Kasset de Bashiki de Kum, Rikasit de Kumba Kasset de Ke. Not to us, O God, but to the glory of your name. Not of our own doing, but your mercies. Not of our own ability, but your goodness. Not of our own mercy. Shiki de Kurabasa de Kurabakasi. It is not our righteousness. Oh, makashiki de korabakase edeka. But Lord, you have done it for your own good pleasure. Mi kariba shikidi kuriba sadada. We are your favorite. Shikidi bukuba sadi karabaka shaka. You have chosen us, O koriba shikidi ba. Before the foundations of the world were laid, no kambaka shikidi kuriba kasa. To be vessels of honor. Mi kariba shikidi kuriba sadada. Didi kumbaka shikidi koraba kasa. You have chosen us to walk with you. Makarika shikidi kuriba sadidi. Didi kumbaka shikidi. To be guided, to be led by you, to have a father, makariba shikidi. You are holy, shikidi basa da 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 ba. Your ways are righteous, your ways are holy, makashikidi kore basa da. When we think of your goodness, when we think of what you've done in our lives, when we think of what you've done in our families, oh God, you've given us children, rika basa di. You've given us homes, houses, land, shikidi karabusu do kore basa. Father. There's so much that you've given us opportunities. Job, Shiribara, Kajikabo, Sadidi. When we think of health, Omakashi, Karabo, Sododobosa. When we think of salvation, you forgive our sins, O God. You made us righteous in your eyes, Omakariba, Shikele, Korava. You sanctified us, Shikarabo, Sodokubashi, Idibasi, Didi, Karabasi. It took your sanctification, it took your grace, it took your faithfulness, it took your hand, not of our own doing. My Father, indeed we have no one that we can turn to, no one that we can depend upon, no one that we can trust in, O God, no one that we know who has called us, who loves us with an everlasting love. Thank you indeed, for you have set us free, O God, set us free from addiction, set us free from confusion, set us free from our sinful nature, Shikarabase, the effects of sin, the shackles of sin, O Kareba Kasiki de Korabasada. You set your children free, Makariba Shiki de Korabasada. We look unto you, O God, unto your promises, O God, unto your faithfulness, O God, unto your divine hand, Riba Shiki de Korabasadi de Korabasadi, Ramba de Karabo Shoko de Barabasadi de Korabashiki de Korabasidi de Rima Sikaria Shiki de Kosa da 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 Maka Shiki de Korabasa da 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 Kabo Shede de de Ambokoba Shede de 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 Karabo Shiki de Korabosa do 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 de Kaba Shiki de Ka Meka Shiki de Karabosa do 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 Mukoriba Shiki de 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 Ba Karabo Shede de de da Karabo Shodo do do Ba Shede de de Ambaya Karaba Shede de 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 Karabo Shodo do da Ba Shede de 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 Kaba Shede da Maka di Kuda Bo Shiki de Kobo Shede de 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 Mukobi Shikidi Karabas Dodobo Shakaba Makari de Bashiki de Bashiki de Kumbakari de Rekumbakashi de Indeed, you have fought our battles, Shikarabas, you fight our battles, Shikidi Kobashi. Those we see and those we don't see, O God, you pour out your mercy upon our lives, O God. You pour out your grace upon our lives, O God. Our defense is on you, O God. Our dependence is on you, O God. Indeed, it has taken your hand, O Kabika, Shikini Kudibasadata. You've granted us favor in the place of favor, Rikabashikinika. Where we did not deserve mercy, you created mercy, Mikaribashikinika. Where we missed it, you made a way, Karabashikini Kudibasadata. You reopen the doors, you reopen the seasons, you reopen the ways, Shakariba Sede, doors that no man can shut, doors that no man can shut, Karabase. See, I have placed before you an open door that no man can shut. Father, I thank you for divine health, I thank you for divine wisdom, Shikiriba Sadidirekase. Thank you for granting us your infinite state, O God, the deep things of God, revealing the depths of God, Shakara. When we think of ourselves, O God, we know it is not us. It is not us. We could not have done it in our own power. We could not have done it in our own ability. It's just your goodness. It's just your goodness. It's just your mercy. Karibashi kidi kurabashi de kurabashi de kurabashi de da da da. Rekaribashi de kurabashi de kurabashi da 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 da. We need your grace. 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 Shakarabashi de kuribashi da da de kurabashi de. We need your kindness, Shikidi Karabasete. Oh, my Father, my God. Indeed, what can we do in this land, O God, without your help, O God? What can we do among the young people without your wisdom, O God? What can we do without your anointing, Shikidi Kurevakasi? Unless we have your utterance, unless we have your voice, O God, unless we have your speech, O Kabashikidi Kuribakasikidi. On our own, we fall apart, Rikabashikidi Kada. How will we change the nations? Unless you send us, O Kabakashete de Korabakase, how will we change the nations? Unless you ordain us, Shikiribakaraka Okose Karabase. Unless you empower us, unless you walk with us, we do not want to leave this place. We do not want to depart. Unless your presence goes with us, Thank you indeed for your service. You say that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few, the workers are few. Oh Lord of the harvest, send forth more laborers. We need more laborers. We need more laborers. Send forth more laborers. We need more laborers. Samba kare kabo shiki di kumba kasi di kore bada da woko baka shiki di kora baka shiki di kada. Raise up men and women who are concerned for the things of the kingdom of God. Raise up more men and women, O God, who are concerned with establishing the kingdom of God. Release your spirit. Release your spirit. You're taking us from one level to another. You're raising us up to the next level. The next level of impact. The next level of planting, of raising men and women who are fearing you, O God. Men and women who are committed to the things of the gospel. Men and women who are consecrated unto the Lord. Makadi didi wo yo kobashi kidi kudi wo la kadiba da kadibo rikadi ba shiki di kudi karabo so do do bo mi kari kashi kidi kadi riko ba shiki di ko ba sadada. Oh God, your heart is for the nation. Shidi barakabo sadada. That this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto the whole nation and to the end of the earth. Then the end shall come. Shiki di kudi ba sadada. Oh God, I'm available. Shiki di kudi. As for me and my house, you shall serve the Lord. Thank you indeed that we are serving you, O God. We are reaching to the nations. It's not dependent on our human effort. It's not of our own capacity, not of our own ability, not of our own strength, O God, but we're looking to you, Jehovah God. We look unto you, King of Kings, Shariba Kasikide Barakadabo, Rikayamba Kasete de Debashe de Debo, Mokobashi de Kuriba Sete de Karabosh, Kede Kuraba Kasikir Kadakabo, Mokaraka de Kidikabosh, Kadaka Mokaraka Shikitaka. Oh God, we look unto your presence. We look unto you. Oh God, we look unto you. Kuriba shede de 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 kabora basete de de. Rabatika de bo shike de karaba kokora ba na karaba shike de de bo. Makaraba ba 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 ba. Oh God, we look unto you, oh God. We look unto your promises that are yes and amen. Your promises are yes and amen. Oh God, our focus is on you, oh God. Our trust is on you, oh God. Our lives are in you, oh Jehovah God. You keep us. You keep on sustaining us. You keep on sustaining us. O makara sikidi kidi karaboshu do do do. Oh God, I thank you. I thank you for the church, oh God. Thank you for AE, oh God. Thank you for senior pastor Makaribashaka. Thank you for the pastoral team Shikini Kurabashada. Thank you for the ministry missionaries, oh God. Thank you for the ministerial team of Koribashikidig. Thank you for the workers of the gospel, oh Karabashikidiko. Thank you for the schools, oh God. Thank you for the hospitals outreach, for the prisons ministries, oh God. We thank you for all the ministries that are going on for the sake of the gospel, oh God. And we rebuke all oppositions of darkness, oh God. We rebuke every plantings of the evil one, oh God. We rebuke every traps of darkness, oh God. We bind them in the name of Jesus. Father God, I speak a release of grace over the leaders of God. I speak a release of grace over the workers of God. I speak a release of grace over the members of Karibashi Kurabasadada. That they shall be empowered, they shall be strengthened with might, O God. That their eyes shall be flooded with light and understanding, with the boldness that comes from the gospel of peace, Shikini Kurabashadada. That they shall be strengthened, O God, with all manner of spiritual sight and wisdom, O God, with their floods of the eyes of God. The eyes shall be flooded with light, O God. Thank you indeed for your milk, Korabashikini Karabose. Thank you for his life. Thank you for his destiny, O God. That you are doing a new thing, you are establishing him, O God, in your divine purposes, O God. You are establishing him by your grace, O God. You have shown your faithfulness, Shikini Karabose. Thank you for Emma, oh God. The Lord, your grace is with him in his work, oh God, across Jesus. It is not easy, but you have graced him for impact, oh God. You have graced him as a vessel of honor, as a man of honor. Thank you for his family, oh God, for the travels, oh God, oh God, for the children, oh God. Thank you, the Lord, you are keeping order. Thank you, the Lord, you are keeping and sustaining, oh God. You are watching over them. We thank you for the victory so far. It has been your hand, O God. It has been your faithfulness, O God. No man can boast. No man can boast. No matter can boast. Oh, thank you. Remember Daniel. The Lord, you're sustaining him. Praying for comfort to the church in Sita. You are the comforter, my Father, my God. You comfort your children, oh God. Indeed, the loss of the saints, oh God, it is precious in your eyes, oh God. My God, my God, the righteous are taken to be saved from the day of destruction, oh God. We don't understand it, oh God, but the God of all comfort, comfort, oh God, shikini kuri kabo shikini. Comfort your people, Kuba, Shikini Kayaka.
People, Lord, and where will this disaster pass? You have been quick to remember us, O God.
Oh, Shiniba, Shiniba, intervene, Lord. My help us, God. Release the resources, O God. Oh God, indeed, make us vessels to reach out to men, O God. May we have an instructed tongue, O God. You have granted me a well instructed tongue, O God. To have a word that sustains the weary, O God. Thank you for your children are being raised from one level of glory to another. Those that need jobs, they are finding jobs. Release of opportunities, O God. Release of ideas, O God. Release of favor, oh God. Indeed, we shall be the heads and not the tails, oh God. Above only, makaribashi idikudibashi idikaribashi didi. You say all things are working together for our good, for them that love you and are called according to your purposes, oh God. Your purpose shall stand. You call a man from the east. You summon a bird of prey from the east. You say your purpose shall stand, oh God. Nothing can thwart your purposes, oh God. Your purposes are aligned in every circumstance, oh God. Your purposes are aligned in every situation, oh God. Thank you for the next level. Thank you for Cox Fellowship. Thank you for the members that you have brought, oh God. Thank you for the new members that you are bringing, oh God. Thank you for those that are coming back. You are raising us up, Mukariba said. You are raising us up, Musakariba said. You are raising us up to be vessels that you can use. Shikini Kurikariba said, Rikabo, Shikiniba said, the Karabo, Shikinikara, Makashikin Kurama said, the Kabo, Shikin, Mukuriba said, the Karabo Sodo, O Makashikin, the Kobaka said, the Kadika, Rikabo, Shikata, the Gilmatim. And Lord, you're watching over their families, over their children, over their health, oh God. You're granting them wisdom and speed. That things are aligning. Thank you that things are aligning. Divine cover, oh God. Divine cover over our homes, oh God. Divine cover of our children, oh God. Divine cover of our those that work for us, oh God. Divine cover of the churches, oh God, of our pastors, of our leaders, oh God. Divine cover of our nation, divine cover of our president, of other people in authority, oh God, divine cover. Shikini kuri ba da kare ba shikini kuba maka shikini kuri ba sada da da rikaba shikini kada. Oh God, you say that we pray for those in authority, kings and rulers, indeed, so that we may live in peace, oh God, we may have peaceable authority, oh God. They don't have the sword for nothing, oh God, but Lord, you purpose it that way, oh God. Your purpose it that way, oh God. That them that are in authority, that Lord, they can we have wisdom, oh God, to guide the nation, to lead the nation in the right direction, oh God. We remember the doctors in Kenya, oh God. You've seen the suffering of them, oh God. You've seen the suffering of the patients, oh God. I pray for an amicable solution. Mi kariba shikini kuriba sani kariba shikini ku ye karika bo shikini kuba shikini kuba shikini. Oh God, raise up vessels, raise up vessels, raise up men to stand in the gap, oh God, raise up mediators, oh God, raise up men and women to stand in the gap, oh kabash, idi kubash, kidi, we need more laborers, shikidi kudibash, idi kudi kabash, kidi, we need more kubash, kidi karika, rikadi kabosh, kidi kubash, kidi, thank you for teaching us, oh God, thank you for teaching us your ways, oh God, not just your acts, oh God, but your ways, oh God. Your ways are truth, your ways are life, your ways strengthen us, your ways walk with us, oh God.
I pray, Lord God,
and Father, I thank you this morning, oh God, that you are here. The Lord, you're helping your word to go forth unto the nation. Shikaraba saridiba shikidiba. Let your word stand firm, oh God. Let your truth be made manifest, O God. Let your grace be made manifest, O God. Thank you, Jesus, that you give us the grace to labor in the word, to labor in your presence, O God, to labor in the things of God. The Lord, we shall be fulfilled, O God. We shall be satisfied with pleasures in your hand, O God, in your presence. O makaraba shikidiba kabo, arabaya rabo shikidibo sada baba baba, makaribada kabo shikidibasa pleasure. O makariba. Basha. It is for your good pleasure, oh God. It is for your good pleasure, oh God. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace, oh God. Indeed, we lift up your name. We magnify you, oh God. Thank you. Speak to us, my Father, this morning. Speak to us in a language that we understand, oh God. Lord, it shall not be of our own ability, oh God. But Lord, you shall speak, oh God. And may your name be praised. May your name be worshipped. May your name be exalted. And may your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Oh, amen.
We give you praise. We give you adoration.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Give you the glory and the praise.
Jesus' name, amen. Yeah, praise God. Yeah, it's another good morning that we can gather to listen to God's word. And I know it is not in vain. Yes, it is not in vain. I believe that God is teaching us. We are learning. We are growing in the things of God. And what is key for me is that it's building us consistently in the things of God, consistently to understand God, to learn of Him, to be taught of Him, and as we grow, there is, for lack of a better word, the Bible says, build up yourself in the most holy faith. You know, praying in tongues, that means there is an edification, and I think it's Peter that describes it, that we are God's building. You know, we are lively stones, so we are building. As we build ourselves, we are also part of that God's kingdom. We are building, you know, we are part of the same Zion structure that is being built as livelihoods, where Christ is our cornerstone. And so everything that we are doing is building onto that. People can use different terminologies. If you're a banker, you can say it's part of your spiritual capital that you're building. So either way, how you look at it, but what I know is that there's an account, there's a heavenly account that we are feeding into, and this there's a point that it speaks for you. Your altar speaks for you, your consecration speak for you, and it is because that which you build, it is not you should not use prayer as a, you know, as a hotline number, in that only during emergencies is when we pray. But when we have built a consistent prayer life, then in that consistency, then when we face trouble, then God intervenes. And the times when God intervenes, and even when we've not paid for it, why? But because there's a spiritual capital that we have built. And that's why when you've set up a discipline to pray, let's say at this time, keep it, because it becomes part of your consecrations. It becomes part of your sacrifice. And remember yesterday we talked about that in the kingdom of God, we are both priests and kings, you know. And that means that we have our priestly function unto God, and then we have our kingly function unto the world. And I said your kingly function can be a banker, can be a cleaner, can be a housewife. That is the role, that is your contribution to make this world better place. And today we will continue with our teaching on teachers, how to pray. And there's a previous episode to this, so if you haven't listened to it, I will request that you go back to it. And if you're new to this channel, this is Spirit and Life, and Pastor Emmanuel Sommer. So let's go ahead. We are reading Matthew chapter 6. And we will continue with where we're reading of the Lord's Prayer. And if we linked it to Luke chapter 11 from verse 1 to 4, where Jesus told his the disciples came to Jesus and they asked him, Lord, teach us how to pray, just as John taught his disciples. So for me, what stands out to me is that the disciples noticed how Jesus prayed. They saw the consistency of his prayer, that he would even leave them. Like Mark 1:35 tells us that early in the morning while it was still dark, Jesus left, got up, and went to a solitary place to pray. So we can see that Jesus had a consistent prayer life, that despite his busiest of schedules, no matter how busy Jesus was, he dedicated his time to prayer. And we can see that there mostly it was early in the morning that Jesus prayed, and then also late at night. Because remember the other time when he sent, after feeding of the 5,000, he sent the disciples on the ship, on the boat, then he stayed praying. And the Bible says he was praying until the third watch of the night. That means it's like until 3 a.m. or something like that. Eh? He has gone past midnight, he was praying. Even when he was calling his disciples, the Bible said he prayed the whole night. And then in the morning he came and called his disciples. So that means that we can see that Jesus, he was fully man and fully God. And you can imagine he's showing us as a man how he still needed to pray. He still needed to depend on God. And that tells us, it's an example for us. Can we be dependent on God the same way that Christ was dependent on the Father when he was here? And then the other thing that we looked at yesterday is that pray then in this way: Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. I think I looked at those three aspects. But then I wanted to just reflect on the importance of the relationship bit of our Father. Jesus was telling us that God was not just his Father, but also the Father of the disciples and the Father of us who believe. Now, prayer, when we cry out to our Father, that means that it is the position or the place from which we pray from. You see, if you compare maybe other religions, or if you compare how the Jews used to pray to God, they prayed to God as God, a God that was distant. And that's why the Bible says every time Moses is read, a veil covers their face. But you see, in Christ, the veil is taken away. So that means we have direct access to God the Father. And you see, that's why the Jews were like, how can you call God your Father? To them, it did not make sense that someone can call God their Father. But Jesus came and introduced the relationship that God desired, that his children, those that believe in him, become sons of God. That's why John chapter 1 verse 12 says, he came to his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to all who believed in his name, he gave them the right or the power to become sons of God. So when you've put your faith in Christ, when you've believed in Jesus, you are given the power to become a son of God and a child of God. And that means that when you are a child, then that means you have a father. And this father speaks of a relationship. I don't think it speaks of the permanency of the relationship. No matter how much you try, you cannot change. If it's biologically or genetically, you cannot change your father. You can deny them, yes. You can run away from them. You can go and be adopted elsewhere. But when they go to the genes, when they go to DNA, it tells you and confirms who is your father. So now, think of that permanency of that relationship, that a father exists, and think of that closeness, that resemblance. And that is why the Bible says God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So through our spirits that are regenerated, that are made alive, we have that ability to speak to our father. Father to child, spirit to spirit. So the relationship that Christ, that Jesus came to show us, to twist the ideologies, the religious ideologies of a God that is far, is that he came to show that God was and God is our Father. And that is why in Genesis 1:26 it says, let us make man in our own image and likeness, and let them have dominion. So God's desire, he made the earth for his sons. He made the earth for man. That's what the Bible says. The highest heavens belong to God, but the earth he has given to men. So our Father is in heaven. So we worship him. So our prayer to him is to the Father in the name of Jesus. So prayer is done in that way. Then the second thing that we said, so remember, you're not praying from a distance. You're praying from a point of a relationship. So once you have that understanding, then you're free to worship him. That's just like the same way, no matter how much you mess up with your, when you go home to your father will embrace you. You can see a child. You can find a child has played in mud, everything. But when the child runs to the father and hugs the... Even if the father had a very nice suit or a nice shirt or clean, the father will just carry that baby, even with that dirt. Now, that is a father. Now, God loves us beyond our earthly fathers can ever do that. That is why I feel always at peace to go to your father, because it's a throne of grace and mercy, and he is able to receive you. Then we looked at hallowed be your name. Here, I said, is a place where you express your worship, you express your adoration, you give thanks to God for everything that he has done. And I tell you, that's what I was saying, here is where you can even spend as much time as you want. Because if you start thinking of the faithfulness of God, think of your health, think of your growing up, think of your school, think of your family, think of your wife, think of your children, think of the job that you have, think of even the last time you were admitted in a hospital, think of the last time even when you were admitted, when you got better, think of maybe you, God has blessed you with properties, with a car, think with education, with masters. If you start to just think of everything that God has done, even if you're in a bad situation now, it could have been worse. You can be without a job now, but you can imagine you can be without a job and without money. But you are without a job, but you still have some resource of finances. You still have some backing that is helping you before you get the next place. So for me, I say, never say you're jobless. Just say you're in between jobs. It is your, how you speak to yourself, no matter the situation, that gives you a peace of mind that this God is in it. All things work together for good of them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Hallowed be your name, giving glory to God, recognizing God's holiness. You know, when you're saying holy is your name, remember our God is holy. So as we approach him, then we also examine ourselves. We see, are we relating to him as he expects to be related? Remember, the challenge we have with many Christians today is that they are not living in the fear of God. The fear of God is gone. But the Bible tells us that the fear of God is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. So when you have reverence for God, and this fear is not the fear that, oh, when you see someone, you run away. No, it is the reverence that you accord. Just like the same way you respect a teacher or you respect an elder, even the things that you will not say to your parents, they might be wrong, yes. In your understanding, they might be wrong. But out of reverence, there is a discipline that you have that you cannot address certain things in a certain way. That's why even Paul told Timothy, do not rebuke an older man harshly. That means, yes, he might be wrong, but there is a way to address it. There's a way to address it. So this recognition, this respect, this fear of God, this reverential fear of God is what God expects us to have. And this reverence is what now will now also not make you live in sin. Because you see, many people, they recognize, yes, the grace of God. They are happy with the grace of God. But they forget that God is also a just God. There's a place that he has determined that be holy as I am holy. There's a place for his righteous judgment. And that is there. So anyone who turns to God must turn away from righteousness. Anyone who calls upon the name of the Lord must turn away from unrighteousness. Sorry. You must turn away from sin. So this place is the place of recognition of the holiness of God. And this is what the angels say. They always say, holy, holy, holy. The earth is full of your glory. And then there's also the aspect of the name. Hallowed be your name. Remember the name of Jesus, the name of God. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and they are saved. The name, you know, the names represent authority. Names represent ownership. Names are titles that carry power, that carry destiny. It's just like you can see the way angels have Daniel. You know, they have like the name Michael, the name El. El, that El means God. Elyon. So names are unique in that names have meanings. Now, the Bible tells us that we have a name that is above every other name. That at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee in heaven and on earth and under the earth must bow. So when you're speaking of the name, when you're calling upon the name of Jesus, when you're calling upon the name of your Father, the name of God, then you have that recognition that it is not just a name, it is a place of authority. Then we spoke also about your kingdom come. Your kingdom come is now where you need to know and ask yourself, how is heaven? And how do I look like now? What is my situation compared to God's situation? And that's when the Bible says that my ways are not your ways. As high as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Now, when we say your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, you ask yourself, how is it in heaven? And how is it on the earth? Now, if in heaven we know there is no more tears, there is no more pain, there is no more sickness, there is no more death, then in the same way you can ask the same of God that it be done on the earth. And that is why Jesus is teaching his disciples, pray this way. Pray the will of God. In heaven there is no poverty. In heaven there is no lack. That is why even on the earth you can pray and pray that God will bring abundance to you. In heaven, there is no foolishness or lack of wisdom. There is multiplicity of wisdom. There is infinite wisdom. That's why you can pray the same to be done on the earth. And then it says, your will be done. Now, I'm linking it to what we've been learning also, praying according to the will of God, praying according to the word of God, knowing the will of God. If you want to have 100% answered prayers, you must know the will of God. You must know what the word of God says over a situation and pray that will of God. You know, many times someone says, I don't know if it is the will of God for me to get this job. Or I don't know if it's the will of God for me to do this. If it is the will of God for you to be blessed, if it is the will of God for you to prosper, if it is the will of God for you to be healthy, the Bible has said it, that God heals all our diseases. So it is the will of God for you to be healed. He says, I am the Lord your God who heals all your diseases. All. So if it is God's will for you to be healed, then it is God's will. If the Bible says healing is for you, then it is God's will for you to be healed. But don't admit in your heart that it is not your God's will for you to be healed because you're going through a sickness at this point. You must know God's will, and God's will is already revealed. The Bible says that in the past, God spoke to our fathers through the prophets and the, you know, through a prophet. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. That means God has fully revealed his will, his purposes in Christ, in his Son. So Jesus is a full expression of the will of God. So if we can see everything about Christ's life, we can see the full expression of God's will. And then we are told, give us this day our daily bread. You know, there's nothing wrong in asking God for your needs. But for me, I know when we see, when we speak of the daily bread, I believe there are two types. You can look at it in two ways. You can look at it in terms of the physical bread, and you can also look at it in terms of the spiritual bread. Because Jesus told his disciples, not his disciples, he told the devil, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. I believe the number one sustenance that we need, even before we get our food, is that daily God gives us the spiritual bread. And who is the spiritual bread? Jesus said, I am the bread of life. As long as each and every day we are partaking of the Spirit of God, we are partaking of the Word of God. And this, you can do it on your own. I mean, you don't need... Morning glory is important because we pray together. But if you're not praying together and you're in a place where you cannot meet, you still must find the consistency and the discipline to read God's word for yourself and receive that daily bread. I tell you, without God's word, we are nothing. Ask God for a word for every situation. And apart from that, also ask God for your needs. And be specific. Remember, I think it was yesterday we read on the man who knocked and went and asked for bread. Luke chapter 11. The guy, it was midnight. And the guy came and knocked. He said, I have visitors. Ah, the guy said, man, I'm in bed with my children in bed. What do you want? He said, ah, you give me bread. Let us be specific in our requests. Jesus said, ask. Ask and let your joy be complete. Many times we just don't ask. Shameless audacity. We read that in Luke 11. Because the man kept knocking and knocking. He will not get up to give him the bread because he is his friend. No, but because of his importunity, his shameless persistence, his shameless audacity, he will give him as much bread as he needed. That means we have a place as believers that we can go and knock. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. And this is a place of persistence. As remember, we've been learning. You pray, you knock, you keep praying until you get the answer. Until you receive that spiritual substance and confirmation that God has had you. When you get that, they say you can now go and, as Elijah said, he now tied his garment and started running because he saw the cloud. He knew the rain was coming. When you pray, and this is something that you will learn as you grow in your spiritual walk, God is going to teach you certain signs that are unique to you. For some people, when they pray, how do they know that God has answered? They have the peace of God. They just go through a peace. Others, when they pray, they go through a travail. They find that they really, it's like a bathing. They go through that pain, or they get to a higher level of tongues. And it's like they know deep within themselves that they have gone through a release that God has answered. It's a breakthrough they have gotten in the Spirit. So it is something that no one can teach you. But as you walk with God, as you walk with the Holy Spirit, you will know that this that you are praying for God has had. And also at times you will know that this one still. So if you're praying over something, let's say an issue, maybe it's an illness of a child, or maybe it's a condition that you're having that is still not going away. You can be praying, and then as you pray, you're still not getting the answer. You're still continuing. No worry. Go do your normal things. In the evening again, come and pray. If you still don't get up, just go and sleep. No problem. Wake up the next morning. Get there. Now, that is another place of persistency. Like that widow who kept going to Jesus. Not Jesus. Who kept going to the unjust judge. Give me justice. Give me justice. Give me justice. So, we have a place that we can pray for our daily bread. This day. And it's daily. Daily. Keep asking God. I know there are people who don't need, who've gotten to the point where, yes, everything they need is supplied. I mean, if it's bread, there's enough food, there's what? Yes. But there is that also, that spiritual substance, that spiritual bread that only comes from heaven. Manna only came in the morning. It comes and they collect it. And then it says, and forgive us our debts, as we have forgiven our debtors. Forgiveness. You know, one of the greatest, and I think this is what Jesus is trying to teach. As he was teaching them how to pray and telling them how to ask for their needs, or telling them how to worship God, he was also addressing the state of their hearts and asking people, can you ask God to forgive our sins, forgive our debts, forgive our trespasses, forgive our sins as we forgive those who trespass against us, as we forgive those who sin against us. That means in our prayer, there is a place for forgiveness, there is a place for mercy. And God is merciful. The Bible says that if anyone claims to be without sin, they deceive themselves, and the truth of God is not himself. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness. So Jesus is telling us that as you pray, you will hear within you, God will start to reveal some things that might not be right. Maybe there's something that you did. There's someone that you spoke to wrongly. And God wants you to go and make amends. So what is, even remember when Jesus was speaking to the person who was going to give the offering, he said, if you're going to the altar and you remember someone has something against you, leave your gift, go back and make peace, then come back and give your gift. So there's a place for forgiveness. Forgiveness. If we know and we have been forgiven, we know how much grace God has accorded us, we equally must accord the same grace to others. And then it says, and then do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Do you know prayer protects us? Prayer is for protection. That means that if we are not careful, if we are not sensitive as we pray, we can easily find that we have been led into temptation. And when we are in temptation, that's a place of evil. It's like you decide to jump from a building. That is a place where you're putting God to the test, where you've thrown yourself from the, you've moved out from the narrow place. You've gone from the place of safety and you have moved into a place where you're going into trouble. Now, God protects us. We can pray to God to lead, that we do not fall into temptation. We do not yield to temptation. I remember what Jesus told his disciples. Pray that you do not fall into temptation. He was telling them, pray. But then they were sleeping. And then when they woke up again, they wanted to pray. He told them, no, there's no more time to pray. the hour has come. So there are times when God draws you to prayer. You might not know why God is drawing to prayer. But as a spiritual person, you must get to that point where you know God is drawing you to prayer now. God is drawing you to fasting today. You must get to that place where you know it. And when you do that and you obey, then you're being led by the Spirit of God. Because God is protecting you from a trouble that is coming. And in that prayer, when you pray, you will have built the spiritual capital, the resilience to overcome that trial that comes. So being led by the Spirit of God is now being sensitive to such moments that you know when God is calling you, when God is asking you, when God is reaching out to you, you are sensitive for that time per season. Because the Bible tells us that there is a day of evil. Take up your stand. Put on the full armor of God so that on the day of evil, you shall be able to stand your ground. That means that as we are, the way we are living our normal lives, the devil is also planning. There are things he's planning. There are accidents he might be planning. Now, unless you're sensitive, unless you are following and being in prayer and being watching, that's why there's prayer and watching. And I believe even as we continue to teach on prayer, we'll talk about prayer and fasting. We'll also talk about prayer and watching so that we understand what does it mean to watch. What does it mean to read the Word of God, to meditate as you pray on the Word of God? Because those are all important aspects of prayer. It's like the whole Bible is about prayer. I mean, you can teach prayer, but we'll see. I don't think we'll go beyond, but we'll get to a point where we'll understand it. And pray that we do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Then it says, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Remember, we're in a kingdom. And a kingdom has power. A kingdom has a king. A kingdom has glory. And our kingdom is eternal. I cannot expound on that now. The time is gone, but we give glory to God. But I will emphasize this. The prayer, the Lord's prayer, when you say, teach us to pray, Lord, teach us how to pray. Praying the Lord's prayer is not bad. But let us understand that it is a pattern. God was showing us a way of how to pray, a model. And all these areas that we've talked about the relationship, we've talked about the holiness of God, we've talked about giving thanks to God, we've talked about recognizing the kingdom of God and asking it to be done on the earth, we've talked about knowing the will of God, God's will through his word, we've talked about praying for our needs, we've talked about also our heart relationships, forgiving those who sin against us and asking God to forgive us as well. And we've also talked about the place of warfare, because when we are fighting with evil, that is also a place of spiritual warfare. And then, of course, the last part is recognizing the kingdom, the power, and the glory of God. So all these are components of prayer. And as I said, prayer is one-way communication to God. But in that one-way communication to God, there's also spiritual feedback. There's also God's communication. And that's where we need to understand other aspects and other dimensions of prayer. And prayer cannot just be looked in isolation. You have to look at it in the Word of God. You have to look at it in your character. You have to look at it in your hard work. You cannot just be on the mountain praying and you're not doing a job and you expect money will appear. So these are some of the checks and balances that you have to understand. And I pray that even as we continue, that you will be able to also grow and fully comprehend what Jesus was teaching us about how to pray. But more importantly, even if it is 5 minutes, be consistent in the 5 minutes. If it's 10 minutes, be consistent in it. Even if it is 20 minutes, be consistent. That is spiritual capital, and you build it. You're building it. In the spirit, if God will one day open your eyes, you'll see that each and every day you're consistent, you're growing. And the things that were holding you captive will no longer hold you captive. And you will wonder, oh, I used to struggle with this. And you didn't know when it disappeared. Kaput, you became free. But it was the capital that you were building. Yeah, so my brother, you're welcome.
Dr. Manuel, indeed, the Lord has always reminded us not to rely on perishable food, but the spiritual food that is everlasting.
Yeah. So,
Yeah, thank you for dissecting the Lord's Prayer. I think it's well covered. It's a reminder that indeed we have our own weaknesses as human beings. And we need to be conscious of that even in prayer. Sometimes we tend to have the holier-than-thou attitude. So you find these days people say, why do you behave like you are God's deputy?
God's deputy, yeah.
Like for you, you are holier-than-all, you know? We all have weaknesses here and there. We all tend to aim towards perfection. But, you know, sometimes, of course, and I think that's why it's important to always remember to ask for that forgiveness. And always, you know, remember to ask for God's mercy and forgiveness, guidance. Because as we go about work every day, we go about our daily chores, we go about many things, and sometimes we're not even conscious of the fact that you have sinned. You know, it could be limitation of knowledge, it could be unawareness, but you've committed sin and you don't know that. So that's why it's important to always ask God, please forgive. Yeah, thank you. I think that's all I can say. It is really clear, and thanks for that.
Amen. We give glory to God. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father and Lord, we thank you. We honor your holy name. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the grace to teach and for the grace to understand. Indeed, you taught us how to pray, and I pray that you may give us the discipline, the commitment, and even the language to be able to pray to you, that, and even our hearts, that you set it aright, O God, that we are able to speak to you heart to heart, and that nothing will hinder our prayers, O God. I pray that you forgive our sins. Indeed, we have failed you in many ways. We've fallen short of the glory of God. But in you there is forgiveness, in you there is mercy, in you there is love. And that is what gives us access to the throne of grace and mercy, that we can receive mercy for our time of need. And I thank you even for them that are needing your answers, them that are trusting you for daily bread, for provision, for healing, for them that are trusting you for breakthrough in their families, in their businesses, to break issues, from them that are going through attacks of the devil. Indeed, we cancel them in the name of Jesus. We speak with authority that they are set free. The Lord, indeed, you're making a miracle, and you're making it quickly. You're sending help from Zion, because with you in Christ, all is yes and amen. And I pray that we shall know your will, we shall be taught of you, we shall be guided by you, we shall be led by you, O God. Teach us your ways, O God. Guide us in our spiritual understanding, in the things of God, that we shall grow from one level of glory to another. I pray that indeed your blessings shall continue to abound and multiply in our lives, and even for those that are doing the work of the ministry, the work in their jobs, that, Lord, you bless it. Bless the work of their hands. Multiply them. Increase them. And indeed, this blessing shall be with us today and always. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen. So, God bless. Until we meet again tomorrow. Bye. Shalom.